Good morning. The time is 8:16. You are listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today, I have three guests in the studio with me today. Dr. Adam Booth, Assistant Professor of Geology, and Christian Sifford and Cora Siebert, both undergraduate students of geology. Thank you all so much for being here in the studio with me.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Aaron.
And today we are going to be talking a little bit about a collaboration that's happening here in Sitka with the Sitka Sound Science Center and Professor Brian Buma at UAS. And you all are working on the NSF-funded landslide project. Adam, starting with you, what could you tell us a little bit about what this landslide project is?
Yeah, so this is a collaborative project funded by the National Science Foundation. And like Aaron said, it's a collaboration between me. I'm the lead scientist in the geology part of the project from Portland State University down in Oregon. And Brian Buma is the collaborator from UAS on the ecology side of the project. And the main sort of two aims of the project are to understand how the forest affects landsliding. So where do landslides start, where do they go, and what's the hazard associated with those? And you could flip that question around and also ask, how do landslides affect the forest? So what's the sizes and spacings of the trees, and how much organic material is stored in the soil?
And the origin of this project sort of dates back to the 2015 landslides. Is that correct? Is that when you got the call from Professor Buma?
Yeah, that's right. So we heard well outside of Sitka. I think most of us who study hazards and landslides specifically heard about the August 2015 storms that caused all these landslides, and we heard that some lives were lost, and that's always big news in the landslide and hazard community. So I had heard about it, and shortly after that, I got a call from Dr. Buma, who I'd never met before, but said basically, "Hey, I heard that you work on landslide mechanics, and I'd really like your opinion on this project, and maybe we could talk about some ideas to try to get some science questions answered and think about some very practical landslide hazard questions that we could answer." So we worked on a proposal for a while to the National Science Foundation and ended up getting it funded eventually. It's a bit of a slow process, so we're actually just here now. This is the first year of the project, and we're up here for the first time doing our field work.
And what kind of preparation has gone into this project? Cora, would love to start with you and the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so my name's Cora. I'm an undergraduate at Portland State in Oregon. I've been working on creating some computer simulations, which is cool because that can help us kind of predict past and future landslide behavior.
And Christian, you are another undergrad researcher. What has your role been?
So I've been looking at some map data that the state of Alaska and the Forest Service and other government agencies have been putting together, and looking at trying to find patterns between those and the landslides that they have also mapped, and do some math and statistics on there to get some just some general data to apply to this project.
And would love to hear a little bit more about what the mapping process actually looks like what you're doing when you are in the field. And I guess, Christian, would you start us off?
Sure. So the mapping data is generally either gotten from other people like the Forest Service going and looking at trees or these landslides, and they also fly planes over and shoot lasers down to get a bare earth sort of map to go along that with, well, along with that, and a satellite image as well. But what's really hard to get with these landslides from those sort of processes is a volume measurement. So how much material is in there and what the material actually looks like. So we're out there right now climbing up these slopes and bringing a bunch of tape measures and stuff and stringing them out and digging pits and measuring trees to get the general idea of what these landslides look like and how much is actually incorporated into these landslides.
And when did you're in the early stages of this, when did this all begin in actuality?
I think the project started beginning of last school year, so it would have been last fall when we officially got started on the project. So you can do quite a bit, as Christian and Cora have been helping with using computer simulations and looking at all this imagery, pictures taken from airplanes and satellites and things like that. And you can do a fair amount of work in the office, actually, to get acquainted with the area. But I think it's also very important to visit these sites and see them in person. And there's a lot of measurements that you simply can't make from that remote data. So it's really important for us to be here and actually get to these sites and dig these pits and measure volumes. I think Christian kind of hinted at this, but the reason we're interested in the volume of landslides is because the volume is the best predictor of how far they go. The bigger they are, the farther they tend to go. So that's really important to measure that accurately in the field.
Right, because a part of what you're working on is to predict how far the landslide is going to reach.
Yeah, that's right. And there's been a lot of other great work done already by some local and state and federal agencies looking at why the landslides that occurred here in Sitka in 2015 started where they did, why are they initiated. And we're kind of building off of that work and trying to fill in the piece of where do they go once they start. And it's a big difference in hazards if the landslide only travels a little bit of distance when it starts, or whether it becomes very mobile and flows out a long distance.
And Adam, I'm curious why Professor Bouma contacted you. What has your previous work looked like?
Yeah, so I've worked on, I'm a geomorphologist, which I like to describe as the science of scenery. We're interested in why the landscape looks the way it does and how sediment, how dirt is moved around in the landscape over time. And my specialty within that field is landslide mechanics and understanding how landslides work. So I've worked a number of places before this. One that you guys may have heard of up here was called the Oso landslide, which happened just the year before the Sitka slides in 2014. There was a big landslide in Washington State. That unfortunately lost about 43 lives in that event. So there's another landslide mechanics type situation that I did a little bit of work on, and yeah, that's what I do.
And Cora, would love to start with you on this question, but I'm wondering what kinds of real-time solutions will come out of some of these findings.
Yeah, well, we're kind of interested in how the logs that these debris flows pick up affect these runout lengths. And so by creating these computer simulations, we can, you know, build our landslide and then add however many logs we want or however few logs we want, and then see how that changes some of these results.
Yeah, so I'll build on that. Yeah, and this has been the work Cora is starting to do, these computer simulations are very helpful because it's really rare to witness a landslide in real time, and even more rare to have instruments and sensors out that actually measure the landslide while it's happening. So the computer simulations are really useful for this because we can make thousands of logs and boulders and all sorts of other landslide debris material. And using the computer simulation, we can calculate forces and speeds and how much energy the particles have and all these things that are really, really hard or even impossible to measure in real time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ultimately where this is going to go, this is very, very practical because this kind of information goes into generating hazard maps. So we can make a map of every point on the landscape and estimate that you have a relatively low, medium, or high likelihood of experiencing a landslide at that location over time.
How can people in Sitka follow this project? And yeah, what kinds of updates will they receive?
I should have mentioned this earlier, but we're partnering with the Sitka Sound Science Center on this project. They're helping facilitate our fieldwork while we're here, and also helping coordinate our outreach component of the project. So I would keep tabs on the Sitka Sound Science Center webpage, and we'll be putting updates and communicating with the community through them mostly.
Well, we are out of time for this morning. Christian, Cora, Adam, thank you so much for being here in the studio with me today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
If you are just tuning in, I just spoke with Dr. Adam Booth, assistant professor of geology, Christian Sifford, and Cora Siebert, both undergraduate students of geology. And we talked about a landslide project that is happening here in Sitka, a collaboration between Portland State University, the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Professor Brian Buma at UAS. You can go back and listen to this interview and others at our website, kcaw.org.